The Enthusiast Life, brought to you by GamerGoo. My name is Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. And did you get your Xbox Series X or Series S pre-order in? Well, hopefully, because right now, they're sold out. But we're being promised that there are more coming on the way. But a little bit more about the pre-orders of the Xbox and all that later on here in the show. But we have a megaton. See what I did there? A megaton story to talk about today. But before we do, of course, don't forget a little bit of housekeeping here. Don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk. That's M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. And of course, you can email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. But my friends, I got to be honest. I recorded Monday's episode, obviously, in the morning before I went to work, uploaded it, went to work. And within mere hours of that episode going up, one of the biggest gaming news stories, not only of this year, but I'm almost going to say of the decade. I mean, this was a huge, huge story. And if you've been living under a rock or don't follow video games and have not seen this story, the biggest news that I've seen in a long, long time is that Microsoft is buying Bethesda and, of course, ZeniMax Media, who is kind of their parent company. And if you're not familiar with Bethesda, you may have heard of some of their games, such as, you know, little hits like The Elder Scrolls, or maybe that little Fallout series, or maybe Doom. Have you ever heard of Doom? You know, you ever hear that game Doom, and, you know, kind of created the shooter genre? Yes, Microsoft is buying Bethesda. Now, the deal is not set to close until later in 2021, but folks, this is huge. So leading up to, you know, the pre-orders of the Xbox and the PlayStation and just everybody seeing where this generation was going to be going, one of the big points has been, where are the games for Microsoft? Now, they've been going through over the last couple of years and buying up all these smaller studios like Obsidian, In Exile. I mean, the list goes on, you know, Double Fine. I mean, you can keep going on of all these studios. So rather than coming up with these internal studios and building these studios internally, they were just going out and buying studios. And some of them pretty big name marquee studios, but nothing on the level of Bethesda. And of course, they did this the day before pre-orders went live, right? So if you were on the fence, still waiting to see, you weren't sure if you wanted to jump in immediately on this next generation of Xboxes, day before, they say, hey, you know all those Bethesda games you know and love? You know, you big Fallout fan? You big Elder Scrolls fan? Yeah, well, day one, launch date, yeah, it's coming on Game Pass. Why don't you get into the Xbox ecosystem? I mean, could there possibly have been a bigger announcement the day before pre-orders go live? No, there's nothing bigger than that. I mean, you look at some of these games, Elder Scrolls, you know, Skyrim, you know, Fallout, all the Fallout games, like it's nuts. And not even that. I mean, you think of even the other games that they put out, things like the Dishonored series, Quake, Wolfenstein. We know they have a new IP in the works called Starfield. Elder Scrolls 6 is going to be coming soon. So, I mean, this was kind of like a no-brainer, I think, for people to then say, okay, well, I think the Xbox is the ecosystem I want to get into. Now, the flip side of that is, as far as we know right now, some games are still going to be honored as exclusives, because one of the big games coming to the PlayStation 5 and was supposed to be there at launch was Deathloop. And if you just remember, I mean, just the last PlayStation event, like right when the day the pre-orders went live for the PlayStation 5, the Deathloop game was one of the big games that they were showing off. Now, the game had been delayed to not be there right at launch. My guess, part of that is because this deal was in the works, either potentially after that original announcement, which was, what, 2 months ago, when we first had that big PlayStation 5 stream, or, you know, they just caught wind of it recently and said, hey, we just got to delay it because we don't know what's going to happen. But Microsoft has come out and said they're still going to continue to honor that game as well as this other game called Ghostwire. They're going to honor that exclusivity. Now, my guess is that exclusivity will be maybe for a year, and then it's probably going to make the jump to the Xbox platforms. But, you know, I don't know. But, I mean, guys, this is big. Like, there's no... I mean, there have been rumors years ago of EA potentially being up for sale and Microsoft potentially wanting to jump in on that. I mean, I guess that I would say probably could be bigger, especially with the EA Sports side of that and just how big those games are. But Microsoft made those moves now, right? They now with Game Pass, EA Play is included with that. So you're getting that whole back catalog of EA games, plus you get those 10-hour demos that come out with the EA Play when new games launch. And now you get not only the rest of the Xbox catalog that you get with as normal with Game Pass, but you also get all these Bethesda games. I was speechless. When I saw that when I was at my work, and we immediately shot over to my Discord and popped it up in there. And then just seeing everybody just freak out. Like, as a video gamer, this is huge. Now, what does this mean for the future? That's kind of what everybody is thinking. Like, when you get Elder Scrolls 6, what does that mean? Now, I personally think Microsoft would be a little bit out of their minds to not put those games on all the other platforms, and more specifically on the PlayStation platform. Because in the end, look, if you have Game Pass, you're going to get these games on PC if you're just a PC gamer, right? You're going to get these on your Xbox. Who knows? You may even still get these on your Xbox One and your Xbox One X. Theoretically, you're also going to get it in the streaming portion, so you can stream Elder Scrolls 6 to your phone and via xCloud, which that in itself is just crazy to say out loud, but potentially you will. You'll just get it included with your Game Pass. You're going to be streaming the Elder Scrolls 6. You're not going to be playing Elder Scrolls Blades, the mobile game. You're going to be playing Elder Scrolls 6. You know, that, like, or even, like, what's the Fallout game? The Fallout Shelter on your phone. No. You're not going to be playing Fallout Shelter. You're going to be playing Fallout 4, or why not just play Fallout 76 on your phone? That's the world we're going to be living in very soon. Like, that is a just crazy proposition when you think of that. But what does that mean, again, for those future games? Are they going to be exclusive? I've seen kind of mixed reactions. Like, some of the quotes in that are saying, potentially. Some are saying, like, no, we're trying to be on every platform as possible. I think a lot of the every platform quotes were meaning that it's available on the X and all these other different, you know, services that are kind of out there that Xbox is available on. But again, personally, I think especially the the known series and the known IPs, like the Elder Scrolls, like your Fallout, like, don't make those, to me, to make that an Xbox exclusive. Sure, we have some examples of, like, here, coming up, Final Fantasy 16, right, is exclusive to the PlayStation. But Sony bought into that. Sony is giving money to Square to do that, right? Where in this case, what's Microsoft going to do, pay themselves to make it exclusive? No, they just paid $7.5 billion. Think of that, $7.5 billion for that. What did Disney buy Star Wars for? It's like $4.5 billion. So they paid almost double what Disney paid for the Star Wars franchise for this. That, just look at that value. Now, how many years ago was that? Was Star Wars 2013, 2014, was that sell-off? But $7.5 billion. Now, granted, one person goes to the movies, it's what, $10? Somebody buys one video game, it's $60. So it is, I guess, in the end, a little bit more value maybe potentially there. But I just think as an IP, you would think Star Wars would be more, right? But again, just get back to the idea of why I would think that it would be crazy for them to not put it on these other platforms is, hey, you have Game Pass, right? So you have people bought into the Microsoft ecosystem. So those people are going to play these games regardless. But if you have the potential to put it on another platform, and if it's economically, I'm going to say, easy or feasible, right? I mean, I don't think you want to build a whole separate team to build the PlayStation 5 where you have to completely iterate the game and it's just so time-consuming that it just doesn't make sense. But why not sell those games over there? And you know what? Why not sell them for $70? That's what Sony's doing. Say, hey, you want to play Elder Scrolls 6 on PS5? That's fine. It's $70. Or you can come over here and pay, what's Game Pass? You can get it for $10 or the Ultimate for $15 or $15. Not only get that, but plus get all our other Bethesda games and EA games and all the other Game Pass games. That, my friends, that is a way to still almost make it exclusive. Because, hey, the PS5 people are going to get it, but, I mean, you're crazy to play it over there when you can just spend the small amount and play it over here. Now, you're not going to own it, but you're still going to be able to play it. Now, let's go through some of these quotes here, because some of these quotes are great. So this one actually comes from Todd Howard. And Todd Howard is kind of one of the heads over there at Bethesda. He's always the guy you see when they're talking Elder Scrolls or Fallout, you know, when there's a new Fallout coming out, he's the guy you always say. And here's what he said in regards to just the idea of exclusives. So this, again, coming from Todd Howard, he says, like our original partnership, this one is more about, or is more about more than one system or one screen. We share a deep belief in the fundamental power of games and their ability to connect, empower, and bring joy. And a belief we should bring that to everyone, regardless of who you are, where you live, or what you play on, regardless of the screen size, the controller, or the ability to even use one. So a couple references there. Obviously, he's referring to the screen size, talking about streaming to the phone. The controller, or the ability to even use one, he's talking about just Microsoft's you know, adaptive controller, and they're just really focused on making sure everyone can play, falling right in line with all of Microsoft's mindset when it comes to games. I think that's great. I think that's an awesome way to look at it. And, you know, Todd obviously has been in this industry for a long time. So I think for him, you know, this acquisition just is maybe a little bit odd, but I'm sure it's just going to be, you know, work like normal. You know, kind of in reference to work like normal, here's Pete Hines. He's the Bethesda Senior Vice President of Global Marketing. You see him a lot in all the videos. And he says, we're still working on the same games we were yesterday, made by the same studios we've worked with for years. And those games will be published by us. He says that with Microsoft, they now have access to resources that will make them a better publisher and developer. That's one of the big questions right now. Are these games going to fall under the Xbox Game Studios fold? Like, you know, you when you load up a Microsoft game now or an Xbox game, you get that Xbox Game Studios splash screen. Pete is basically saying like, hey, we're publishing our games. You're going to get them published by us or made by the studio. So is that now going to not be a thing? Or will you get both screens? You know, kind of like you get with, you know, a lot of movies, or like, I'm trying to think like the Spider-Man movie, you know, you get the Sony splash screen and you get the Marvel Studios, kind of get them both up there. Because really in the end, they're kind of made by both. Is that kind of what this is going to be? You know, the idea of them still publishing their own games. It's like, well, why are you publishing your own games? Microsoft's technically publishing your games. Maybe that move will come later. Maybe, you know, because this deal won't be closed until late 2021, maybe that's going to be, you know, you're going to kind of get in these upcoming games that Bethesda screen that you normally get. And then we're going to start eventually transition over to the Xbox Game Studios when it just becomes part of the norm, which I could see that maybe making sense. Maybe that's what they'll end up doing. Yeah, I mean, this is a big deal. You know, I don't know if you're out there and you, let's say you're a Sony gamer. You only play on Sony platforms. You've been a Sony loyalist. What do you do? How are you feeling about this? Hit me on Twitter at Mark Turk, MarkTurc, or of course, email the show, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Is this that big of a deal for you that you are now regretting your PS5 pre-order, which I highly doubt you are because you're still getting your exclusives there that Xbox gamers can't get? Or is this maybe going to make you make the jump? Will you make the jump to maybe just subscribing to Game Pass at some point? Maybe going and buying an Xbox One X. You know, maybe do something like that where you're not going to make the jump to the next generation immediately, but you're going to go with the X because it's the price is dropping now, right? Because we have the new consoles coming out. That's maybe your way in. Or maybe just subscribe and play it on your phone. Like maybe if you have a Bluetooth or a tablet that you have that can run the Game Pass app, which by the way, I did actually download on my Kindle, the Game Pass app. Because that's where it's included now, xCloud. And it's kind of neat. It's got all three. You got it shows you all the games available on Game Pass on PC, all the ones available on Xbox. And then there's another tab that just says stream. And you just go in there and there's all the Game Pass games to stream. Doesn't run perfectly great on the Kindle. I've noticed I still get a little bit of lag on that. I think that's part of just the Kindle being somewhat underpowered. But it seems like from everybody talking about it running on the new Note, I saw a lot of people got that sent out from Microsoft. That it seems to be running great, which is awesome. And there's that really cool like Razer controller that kind of attaches, basically making the phone into a Switch. It almost looks just like a Switch. It's crazy. But again, the idea of being able to play Elder Scrolls 6 or even just Skyrim alone, being able to play that on your phone like that. It's wild. This is a wild, wild story. And I mean, you could probably hear it in my voice. And I'm still like, as I'm talking out loud, this is the first time I've been able to stop and like talk this out loud because I've just been... Yesterday was a crazy day at work. Let's put it that way. Long, long day. But being able to now sit down and talk to you guys about this and just kind of process it as I'm talking it out loud. It's a wild story, man. And I hope, like I said, I hope these games still will continue to be on the PlayStation platform. I could see a game like Starfield, which is going to be, you know, kind of the new IP, them saying, nope, that's an Xbox exclusive. I could see that. When you have a game that big, that much, that anticipated, is say, no, that's ours, man. You know, the Fallout crowd, the Elder Scrolls crowd, you've been with us since the beginning. We know many of you are on the PlayStation. We're going to continue to sell you that game because that's a game that you know and love. But you know what? Starfield, that's over here on the Xbox. You know, maybe Xbox's focus isn't on selling hardware anymore like it used to be. But for this game, yeah, you got to have a platform you can play those on, because we've invested $7.5 billion and we need to give you a reason to join us over here. So why don't you come on over? Because in the end, it's not even just the platform, right? It's also just the service. They want you in that service. So it's I saw one of my buddies actually kind of put it up, and he said, you know, it's almost like Stranger Things. Yeah, you can stream that anywhere, right? There's all these different devices. You can stream it on your phone. You can stream it on your TV, all of that. But you need to be in Netflix. You can't have Hulu and have Stranger Things. Like, no, you got to also have Netflix. And that is where we are now. You have to have the Game Pass streaming service to get that game. You know, you got to have it. I mean, I guess you don't, because you can also buy the game on Xbox. But you got to be on Xbox. You know, Xbox is the Netflix in this case. It's not, you can't have Hulu and do it too. Sure, it runs on your TV just like your PS5 does. But you got to have that Xbox. So, all right, enough about that. But let me know. I want to know your thoughts. Please, please send this in. I know I'm unfortunately doing this like a day late, so you may have already been kind of out there and getting some hot takes on this. But I think it's a story that's going to have repercussions. We're going to feel for years in the game industry for sure. And, you know, who knows? Who's next? It's like what Goldberg always said. Who's next? Like, who's the next company that Microsoft's going to buy up? Who's bigger than this? Nobody. I mean, EA is the only one I can think of, right? Or Activision. I mean, they're going to buy Activision now? Like, where are we going with this? It's crazy. But we talked about pre-orders a little bit earlier. Were you able to get your pre-order in? I woke up yesterday and saw, you know, it was kind of rolling out to some other countries. Didn't seem to be too bad in some of those countries. And it looked like people who went through Game, which is kind of like the GameStop in the UK, did have some site crashes. But it looked like, you know, the S was somewhat available. That's one thing that I kept seeing. So it kind of gave me some hope that the Xbox Series X seemed to be selling out. And then there were some S's still open. So my son was texting me all day or all morning while I was at work saying, like, are we going to be able to get one? We're going to be able to get one? We're going to be able to get one? Because, again, we were going to go with the X, but then we decided again last minute, nope, we're going with the S. He wants the S. He has the money for the S. The X, we were going to have to put, my wife and I were going to have to either pitch some money in, or we were going to have him sell like his old Xbox and, you know, kind of do that route. But he has the money for the S. So we said, no, let's go for the S. That's what he wants. Because he worked his butt off this summer. That's what we're going to do. So come 11 o'clock, I'm refreshing the page from Walmart, the retailer we were going to buy from. Now, unbeknownst to me, he was at home also on the Walmart website, even though I told him, don't do that. Like, go to Target or something and do it there. So I got it in the cart right away, trying to check out. It's not letting me check out. Guess why? My guess is because he was doing it at home too, and the Walmart website was like, nope, you're accessing this account from two separate things. You can't do it. So meanwhile, luckily, one of my coworkers, she's like, what are you trying to get? And I'm like, oh, this Xbox Series S. She went on and, like, no problem on Walmart, immediately got it. So luckily now we do have the Series S. My coworker was able to get the pre-order. I'm giving her the money today. We got it. So the only issue is it says it's not coming till November 12th. So it is coming a few days later. But hey, he got one. We're set. So we are going to be getting a Series S in the house. And yeah, my son is excited. But I did see, you know, some people having issues, obviously, on some other sites. I saw some stories of people saying, like, oh, even though Microsoft promised, it becomes a cluster. You know, I mean, in the end, even PlayStation and Microsoft, they can't handle things that aren't on their website, right? They can't handle what these retailers are doing and just the demand in general. No website can handle the load of people trying to go in there, especially if it's like a marketplace, a commercial website like that, where people are trying to buy things. It's one thing just to go to like load a website where you're just reading an article, but when you're trying to actually check out securely with all those pieces that need to be in place, it's tough, man. Like, it's really hard. So there was going to be issues regardless. Now, Microsoft did come out and say that they are going to put up some more units here in the coming weeks here leading up to the launch of the consoles. But the one thing that I did see yesterday that just kind of had me laughing was all these different tweets of people saying, there was one classic one. It actually looked like it was a message over on Facebook that somebody screenshot and put over on Twitter, like, look at y'all, you know, get your money out. I got my pre-order, blah, 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 blah. Talking about trying to get a Series S. Well, he didn't get a Series S. He got a Xbox One S. And yeah, I'm sure he had a lot of egg on his face because yeah, that Xbox One S, that's the Xbox One S. That's not the Xbox Series S. So I saw somebody say, yeah, he'll be surprised when he actually gets it in the mail tomorrow and wondering why he got it early, because it's not the new Xbox, buddy. It's the it's the old one, the old discounted one, if you want to say. I did see, too, a story saying that, I think it was on Amazon, the sales of the Xbox One X were up 747%. So just like this guy, a lot of people, I think, made that mistake and got the Xbox One X. I actually, like, immediately when my coworker pre-ordered, I'm like, let me see your phone to make sure it was the Series S, because that was my fear, is that was what was going to happen. Really makes you wonder, like, number one, who the hell's idea was it at Microsoft to name these things the Series X and the Series S, knowing that you have the Xbox One X and the Xbox One S? And number two, like, was it intentional? Like, was this an intentional thing to cause that market confusion? I mean, it's the same thing that happened with the Wii U, was people said, like, part of the reason why they think that system failed is because of the naming. You named it the Wii U. You didn't name it whatever, you know, like the Switch. It's a whole new system where when people would look at the Wii U, it was like, oh, that's the same system, just now it has a tablet. I don't need the tablet. I have the Wii U, or I have the Wii. You know, like, did that lead to people just not buying it because they felt they already had it outside of the tablet? Even though it really was a whole new system, the naming was wrong. In this case, is that going to happen? I don't know, but I guarantee you what will happen is there will be many, many, there'll be some adults, but there will be many, many children this holiday season opening gifts underneath that Christmas tree or whenever you open your gifts, disappointed that they didn't get the Series X and the Series S. Now, the one good thing is pretty much any game they're going to want to play, they'll still be able to play, and maybe it'll be unbeknownst to them until an exclusive game comes out. But that's kind of a messed up thing when you think about it, right? To me, that's, I think of that, I'm like, really? Like, that's where we are? You're causing market confusion like that? That's going to be a thing? I didn't even really put that together. I mean, obviously, I remember thinking a little bit that the names were a little bit weird and kind of going that route. But now seeing that happen so much yesterday with, you know, these pre-orders, that now it's where we are, man. Like, this is going to be a big issue, I think, this holiday season. You know, Grandpa are going to be going to the store and they're going to say, oh, he wants that X, that Xbox X. Well, here you go, Xbox One X. We're out of this other one, but this one's cheaper. Buy this one. And that's going to be the one people are going to be getting. So I don't know, but let me know if you got your pre-orders in. I would love to know. And then, of course, obviously, let us know about the Bethesda deal, because that, big deal there. Again, one of the biggest gaming stories I think I've ever seen while I've been podcasting. This is a big, big story for sure. But let's wrap it up there, guys. Obviously, you know, lots happening here in the gaming industry. Not sure what we'll be talking about tomorrow, but hopefully we can get, you know, not just on video games. I know we've been very video game focused right now, but that's obviously just kind of what's hot right now. I mean, it's in the news and it's going to be happening here for the coming weeks leading up to launch and beyond here, because there's just so much going on there. But of course, don't forget you can follow me on Twitter at Mark Turk, that's MarkTurc. And of course, email the show at theenthuselife@gmail.com. And don't forget, big thanks to our friends over at GamerGoo for continuing to support the show. If you'd like to check out GamerGoo, it is an antiperspirant for your hands. You can find that link down in the show notes. And if you do think about purchasing some of that, of course, use my promo code TEL, T-E-L, as in The Enthusiast Life. You can find that again down in the show notes below. So that's going to do it for me today, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, we'll catch you next time.